You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At Firehouse Subs, a portion of every purchase helps provide much-needed life-saving equipment to first responders all across the country. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub, piled high with sliced grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, zesty house-made Cajun mayo, lettuce, onions, and jalapenos, all on a warm, toasted sub roll. This is no ordinary chicken sandwich. Chicken's gone Cajun. The spicy Cajun chicken sub. Only from Firehouse Subs. Save time. Order on firehousesubs.com or on the app to have your subs boxed, bagged, and ready for pickup or delivery. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating U.S. locations, Firehouse of America, LLC, and Firehouse Subs suppliers will together donate 0.09% of purchases in 2022 at Firehouse Subs locations to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation for the purchase of life-saving equipment with a minimum donation of $1 million.
Found the roof leak.
Where?
See those shingles?
Oh, what do we do now?
I pity the fool. You need the A-Team.
What?
A-Team Roofing in Collierville, one of only two diamond contractors in the Mid-South. They're a licensed general contractor, but also a licensed insurance adjuster. When it comes to insurance approval, the decision really is in the details.
Well, yeah.
Get your roof done right. Call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
You okay?
I'm A-OK.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
The Who hits back.
We don't get fooled again.
Memphis, it's your turn.
Show plays
Pete Townsend, Roger Daltrey, The Who with an orchestra.
Why don't you all fade away?
This Friday at FedEx Forum.
Who are you?
Get tickets now at LiveNation.com. The Who, live in concert. There's more at TheWho.com.
Bring home the bacon with the Sonic Bacon on Bacon Quarter Pound Double Cheeseburger. Stacked with four slices of crispy bacon and covered in tangy smoke sauce. Try one half price in the app for a limited time. Only at Sonic.
At Kroger, we believe it takes the right team to bring you the freshest produce. That's why we partner with farmers who grow only the best. And that level of teamwork means better, fresher options time and time again. Working with farmers is what it takes to be fresh for everyone. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We're hiring for immediate openings with next day pay, benefits, and great perks. Apply today at jobs.kroger.com.
The Wing Guru has some big news. In addition to 21 flavors of lip-smacking goodness, we're now available at the Summer Avenue Food Hub. Midtowners and downtowners, we're now serving you. Just go to summerfoodhub.com or have it delivered by DoorDash, Uber Eats, or Grubhub. More convenient than ever and the recipe for anyone's taste. Guru Gold, the 901, Nashville Hot, the Triple J, and 17 more flavors. Find us at the Summer Avenue Food Hub, East Memphis, Bartlett, Collierville, and Millington. Visit thewingguru.com.
Hey, I got Jeff Allen live on the phone. Hey, what's going on over there at Gossett Kia, South Mount Moriah?
Look, Randy, it's crazy over here, and that's because we'll do whatever it takes to put you in a new Kia today. Check this out. I've got a 2022 Kia Forte LXS, only $219 a month, and a 2022 Kia Soul LX, $240 a month. Both 36-month lease and $27.99 due at signing. And if you're looking for some SUV action, 2022 Kia Sorento LX, $315, 36-month lease, and $34.99 due at signing.
And I know all all Gossett Kias are equipped with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
That's right, Randy. So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia Mount Moriah.
2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
All 36-month leases, Forte, Guinea, 483-548, MSRP 21-435, Sol, NHO 2976, MSRP 22-045, Sorento, NG 1166-57, MSRP 31-290. Includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Kia, excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6-22. Dealer stock only, warranties, a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
James Davis is more than just a clothing store. It's a place filled with people who have genuine passion for what they do. They don't want to just make you look good. They want you to leave the store also feeling good. So if you haven't stopped by James Davis lately, this is Gary Parrish reminding you it's time to do so. The people are tremendous. The place is amazing. We're lucky to have James Davis in Memphis. And right now, they have incredible items at incredible prices, including Stant custom shirts. For those unfamiliar, here's how that works. You walk in, folks at James Davis take three measurements, literally takes seconds. Then they punch those measurements into a computer, and it spits out the name of one of 99 shirts inside James Davis. You grab that shirt, put it on, and you're going to realize quickly that the shirt looks like it was made specifically for you. Then you're going to pick the fabric and the pattern, and that shirt will be made specifically for you. It'll be ready in 2 weeks. Prices start at just $138. Once you get one, you'll never buy off the rack again. The place to go for the best in men's clothing is James Davis. Go see my friends Van and Rob in the Laurelwood Shopping Center and check them out on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're...
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Who that? Who that? Hey, who that, man, this what you been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, no, cause now I'm getting hot enough to even want to stay at home. And she can't tell the difference, I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television, and did I fail to mention? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn, then I reached. Decorated, that mean my table's turned. Live life, might as well, only way to learn is try and fail, clientele, the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that, that got that flame. Who that, that got that flame. Who that, that got that flame. So don't worry about my name, I got a flame.
You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. It's a pleasure, an absolute pleasure to get up out of the bed and roll to work today because, man, oh, man, was that fun last night. And, by the way, you didn't even need Ja Morant to have that kind of fun. Grizzlies win a blowout, 134-95, as my man John Martin says. Well, by now they know the score, Jason. It is 11 o'clock, but, baby, it feels good to say it. What a win, a one my partner calls an all-timer in Memphis sports history. We will get all into that because there were plenty of great performances to break down. There was history made, certainly. It is crazy that you think about how one-sided, what Stephen A. Smith called the worst ass-whooping he's ever seen, how one-sided that was, right? It's amazing to think that you did that without your superstar Ja Morant. You did it over a Golden State Warriors team that's still favored, by the way, to come out of the West. Oh, man, what a night, and was it fun to watch. John, how many times you go viral last night?
I don't know. I lost Everybody count, goes viral. Really. Yeah, I mean, I think we all sort of have taken turns here, and that is what, being in these stages.
But I don't think we've touched Connor. Like, didn't you go, like, mega viral? Or
it went nuts
Everybody.
Last week.
That's the thing, yes.
I had a couple last night, too.
And congrats on that, by the way.
Appreciate it, man.
Yes, congrats on
all
that.
All I did was post some pictures.
Dude.
But, hey,
shout out
Grizz Nation.
It's the excitement level, and oh, by the way, and John, let me give you the credit, because we're coming back to you. Speech 5-0. Speech 5-0.
How about that?
Thank you.
Now that is, we're proud of that mark.
I think all of Memphis today says thank you.
Yes.
And can't wait for the next one.
Well, it'll be tomorrow, as we know.
Ooh, gotta tune in, though.
Because it's 3-2, and the Grizzlies have to win every single game the rest of the way if they want to advance. So, yeah, it was a hell of a night last night inside FedEx Forum. An all-timer in my mind. At one point up, what, 54, 55?
55.
That was the biggest lead of the night.
Double nickel.
55. I was laughing.
55.
50! I was laughing that, like, this was happening, you know? That's just one that You know,
no sweats.
Here's the thing. Like, the Warriors may win this series. They could. They're still favored to do so. But they will never, ever, 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 ever forget Game 5 and the ass-whipping that the Grizzlies put on them in Memphis. That they may advance, but they will never live down the ass-whipping that got put on them in Memphis in Game 5. And if they end up not winning this series, we will look at that as the, you know, as the catapult for the Memphis Grizzlies. So we have a lot to get to on the show today. My partner really loves it when I go through the box score here. Jaren had 21-8.
You don't need to do that right now.
I had somebody call me, a coach, actually, late last night.
Why?
And say, oh, my God, Jaren is playing amazing. Like, the way Jaren has been playing has impressed quite a bit. I think it has been a revelation for him. And
Oh, I misunderstood you. You had a coach call you.
Yes.
Got you.
Yes.
I thought you said you had someone call you coach last night.
No.
Yes, a coach called you and said, man, oh, man, look at how Jaren's playing.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes. And the truth is like, he has, full credit to him, he has met the moment in this series.
Oh, 100%.
Started game one, had 31. Last night, like, super confident from three. You know, sometimes with Jaren, you can watch him and you get the sense that he's not, like, he doesn't believe the shot's going in sometimes.
Oh, I knew it from the jump. Did you see early on he goes up to post up?
Yes.
And that's the key.
Bucket of the game.
Let it be that.
Yeah.
Work from inside out. Love to see what Jaren was bringing last
Desmond
night.
Bane looked a whole hell of a lot more like himself.
Yeah.
21 points in 24 minutes. Tyus Jones played his way back into the max contract that we have on the table for him.
You playing. He's winning millions for real last two games.
Brandon Clark had 11-7, looked more like the Brandon Clark we hoped he would be.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a 48-minute celebration in Memphis. Here's what we have coming up on the show today. Brian Scalabrine is going to join us from Odyssey, get his thoughts on this series, this performance by the Grizzlies. Can they do it? Can they go into San Francisco in Game 6 and win that game? If they can do it, does that mean the Grizzlies are closing this thing out and moving on? All that with Brian Scalabrine.
Team he covers gave one away last night.
Oh, yes,
Boston.
They did. Also want to ask him.
They gave that away.
About the difference in the way the team plays with Ja versus Tyus. I am certainly not going to sit up here and try to act like the team is better without Ja. That's silly. But it does operate differently offensively. And I just want to kind of get his thoughts on what he makes of that and all of that. So he'll join us at 11:25. Then at 105, Rob Fisher, a.k.a. Fish Nation, is going to join us at 105. We'll talk to him about this win, where this one ranks, just being in the building for that. All that and more at 105. So, we're going to take your calls. Of course we're going to take your calls.
Of course.
We've been doing that all playoffs long.
Hopefully Joe calls back in.
Joe's going to call in. Joe has been waiting to call in all morning long, and he's going to do it. So, looking forward
to tradition.
Talking to all of you a little bit later in the show. But let's set the stage. So, around 4 or 5 o'clock, we're all getting ready, right? We're all getting ready for the game inside. Just a pivotal game. I mean, as Joe said, a must-win game.
That's right.
For the Grizzlies. There is no tomorrow for them. And on ESPN, on their, what's the show called? Is it NBA Countdown or whatever? NBA Today?
This was NBA Today.
Okay, yeah. NBA Today. Kendra Andrews covers the Warriors for ESPN. She's in town. And she was doing a live hit with the good folks. Her sister, actually, which is kind of cool, at ESPN.
It's really cool.
And this was the scene before the game started.
Malik, I also asked Stephen Curry what the plan was tonight, and he just turned around and looked at me and said, whoop that trick. That is our game plan.
My goodness. Taking their own catchphrase and putting it back. Thank you so much, Kendra. I really appreciate the time.
Malik, I also asked Stephen Curry what the plan was tonight, and he just turned around and looked at me and said, whoop that trick. That is our game plan.
My goodness. Taking their own catchphrase.
Is that so, Steph? Whoop, that trick was the game plan.
Mm-hmm.
Wow! Look, on one hand, I appreciate that the brand is this strong. You know what I mean? Like, it is clearly broken through.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when people think about the Grizzlies, they think about this song, they think about this movie, they think about this phrase. But, like, you don't get to just say that, man. You don't get to just say that, come in our trap, and use our words against us, use our phrase against us. Bro, your night was done with 7 minutes left in the third quarter.
Yep.
Sometimes you whoop Trick. Sometimes Trick whoops you.
You know, a lot of folks have been made this, and Al Capone at the end of the game is saying that, you know, for you, Steph Curry, and it fired up the crowd and absolutely loved it. But know this, Steph knew what he was doing, right? This is a veteran, and I've heard a lot of talk about bulletin board material and all that. It was a challenge.
Absolutely.
It was a challenge to a young team from one that's won championships and feels like it's got a chance to win it again to show us, right? Show us what you're made of, essentially. Or because we can come in there and shut you guys down and show that it isn't your time right now, that it's our time. And that's what it was. It was essentially a challenge, and he can do it. Why, John? Because fortunately for Golden State, they got a cushion. They had built a cushion. But let me tell you something about Golden State, man. They're real good about dishing it out. They ain't so good on taking it. That's the because that's the thing about it, John, is that through the years, right, and winning all those championships, all they've had to do in winning, they've been giving it out. There hadn't been a ton of having to take it back, right, when somebody puts it back in your face. Because let's be real, too, they hadn't been contenders of late because of all the injury issues. Well, now they're back, and they were so hopeful that they're a team that can still be that one to put younger teams like Memphis in their place. You can tell it is not. It is not your older brother's Golden State. It is not still that same era. The Grizzlies do not subscribe to it, and that's what it was. They answered the challenge, John.
Yep.
Here's the thing about it. Let these folks mess around, win game six, and see if Steph Curry says, we gonna whoop them, we gonna whoop that trick in game seven. I bet you he doesn't. He said it because he had a cushion. He challenged a young team that showed him, guys, this is what we're made of. And here's the bottom line, John, because you can feel it. I even feel coming off Draymond wanting to dance and do the whoop that trick with you. Again, that's a guy who's real good on giving it, but not so good on taking it. Should have been frustrated. They should have been frustrated like Clay was last night, frankly. But this is it. This is a team that realizes, John, whether it's this year or in the next coming years, this is inevitable. This is imminent. The Grizzlies are coming, right? They're the bigger, stronger, more athletic team. And I'm going to tell you the play I love most last night was when Desmond Bane pushed Jordan Poole into that screen. And Jordan Poole hit the floor. Because you know what it said? It said that we're going to play this game our way going out. Memphis is the bigger team, the stronger team, the more athletic team. And if you're going to go out, you may as well show this old, getting older to this aging team, right, what it's going to be like going forward and might be like even in this series. We'll see. Man, mess around and win game six out there. Mess around.
I wouldn't tempt it if I'm the Warriors. If I can help it, I would not want this series to come back to Memphis because if it does, that's going to probably be the end of the road for Golden State. And it sets up a really fascinating game six. Obviously, another must-win situation for the Grizzlies, but you know, psychologically, that's what I'm really interested in. Because I think you've now given this young team that has nothing to lose at this point without
Zero.
John Morant, right? You have given them great belief. You have given the mm-hmm. And they should, because this even predates last night. This goes back to game four. Game four, they led 47 minutes and 45 seconds.
Correct.
So they feel like, hey, wait a minute. You know, or 15 seconds, whatever. Wait a minute. We controlled the game there. We kicked their ass here. Why can't we go back to San Francisco in game six and win that game? Mm-hmm. We should have won and would have won if not for an all-time bad shooting performance from Dylan Brooks. And he's not going to do that again. Like, he was much more controlled last night. I didn't think for one moment, like, yeah, he missed some shots, but I didn't think for one moment that the shot selection was poor, you know? Like, he was clearly not going to play out of the flow of the offense, which is all you need Dylan to do. Make some shots along the way, and you're fine. So I think what the Golden State Warriors have done is very dangerous. They have given a team that is playing with totally house money an opportunity to make history. And by the way, they think they can. And like, I just heard everything Jaren said everything Jaren said in the postgame interview was just it was money. You know, it wasn't getting carried away. It wasn't like, oh, you know, we gonna bring this thing. Like, it wasn't Matt Hasselbeck, give us the ball, we're gonna go score. You know, it was one game at a time, we're focused, but right. we believe that we can bring this back to Memphis for a game seven. Like, they're saying the right things, they're locked in, and this is who the Grizzlies have been. They have met moment after moment after moment this season, regardless of who's in the lineup, and they did it again and just an absolutely dominating fact. Like, beyond anybody's wildest dreams, that performance. Because, look, like, they start fast. Golden State did try. Don't tell me that. They were down 29-28 in the first quarter. You know? Like, it was a competitive game for the first 9 to 10 minutes of the game. And then the Grizzlies just put on, you know, the turbo blasters, and they just did not look back. And I thought the opening minutes of that third quarter were so important, because you wonder, like, all right, you have a big 27-point lead. How are you going to come out? Dude, Jaren's out there playing like they're down 15.
It's just a continuation.
You know? Right. Like, and so that, to me, is why if the Warriors play the way they did in game four on Friday, tomorrow, then they're going to lose. They're going to lose tomorrow, and this series is going to come back to Memphis, and the Grizzlies are going to win. And you've armed this young team with that confidence.
I like what you said about giving the Grizzlies belief. Although, like you were saying, you were asking yesterday, is this a team that's got the wherewithal to win a game like this? We said they've showed us all season they're that kind of team. But you're right. You make Memphis even more dangerous.
Absolutely.
Right? When they start to believe that, yes. Okay. And here's the other thing, John. It's not just like a blind faith or a belief. Like, you have a distinct advantage in this series inside.
Yep.
For the first time all series, you dominated them on the glass, 55-37. You dominated them on the offensive glass, 18-4. That's what it was supposed to look like. And you can do that again, John. You can do it again in Game 6. Like, there is no answer for that. Oh, by the way, Otto Porter got hurt yesterday. That's a guy who's been helping them win that rebounding battle along with Andrew Wiggins. So they lose another guy. We'll see, in terms of what this is going to be for the series going forward. But he ain't going to be what he was. We obviously know that. And so it's armed with belief and dangerous. With the crazy thing, again, this is without Ja Morant.
Yep.
But also having a distinct advantage inside.
Yep.
And it was so good to see them take advantage of that early often. And it was 14-0 at second chance points by the half. Okay? You were dominating them in what you could in the areas that you can. John, you are bigger and stronger and more athletic. So if you're going to go down in this, it feels like a lot like Minnesota, John, where you've outplayed them. You've outplayed them for most of the series. Okay?
Yep.
If you're going to go down in this series, the only reason they beat you because they know how to win and didn't have a field goal the last 3 minutes last game, still managed to win a game. They're experienced. If you're going to go down, do it by hitting your advantage over and over and over and over again. Don't try to play their game in winning game six. Go back to what's working, what's worked all series long. Hell, when we finally got Steven Adams out of health and safety protocol and you put him on the floor and kept him on the floor,
yep.
Look at the results.
Absolutely.
So that's the thing. It's not some, hey, let's go out and have another miracle speech, or let's try to have another miracle win without Ja Morant.
I mean, there's no reason to bring speeches into this.
This team is better. Now, yours are fantastic. What I'm saying, theirs. This team is better than them and has a distinct advantage inside. It's just, again, another reason why this could happen. This could really happen in terms of winning, at least winning game six and getting back here.
Well, let's go through this, right? Let's go through. There have been five games, two outliers in these games. Last night was an outlier, and then game three was an outlier. So those wash out, you throw those out. Okay, so then we're left with three. Well, game one, the Grizzlies didn't have Steven Adams, who has been absolutely sensational in this series since coming back from the COVID list and continues to make.
He's been a tone setter.
Absolutely. And you lose that game by one, all right? So game two, you won. So that you're at one apiece there. And then game four, your first game without Ja Morant, you led for all but 45 seconds of that game. So, and then Connor sends the stat that the Grizzlies have led 182 minutes to the Warriors 58. Obviously, that's going to be heavily skewed by last night. But, I mean, also game three. The Warriors led for the majority of that game after the first quarter. So, look, here's the thing, man. It's just so different. If Steven Adams is in this series, and obviously Ja, yes, but they've won lots of games without Ja. Steven Adams is in that game May 1st. They don't allow 16 offensive rebounds. They don't give up the second chance points. And we are talking very much about this thing being 3-2 Grizzlies rather than 3-2 Warriors, if that. Maybe last night's the end of the series. So, I mean, they should believe. They should feel good. And I have no clue why the number is 8.5. I think that is a blatant slap in the face of the Memphis Grizzlies.
Good.
And I think they're going to interpret it as that. This team has a chance to win outright because that they defend. The Warriors are nowhere near as dynamic as they used to be. They can't just turn it on, right? Especially against this team. They just can't. They don't have the personnel for that anymore. They don't play as fast. They're different. We're going to get into all this with Brian Scalabrine. But what a moment. What an evening last night inside FedEx Forum. This series is still going, folks. The Grizzlies made it to the morning.
Yeah, man, they did.
The series is alive. We'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
You know, one of the things I love about betting our favorite sports on FanDuel is that we're always finding new player props or game props that we like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine prop bets from multiple games and now even multiple sports. It's called Same Game Parlay Plus, and you can only find them on FanDuel. Combine NBA playoff player props you love with your favorite baseball home run hitters for a chance to score an even bigger payout. So you're putting Grizzlies, you're putting Yankees together. It's a fun way to win. If you don't want to build your own Same Game Parlay, check out their popular Same Game Parlay section where you can join the bets others are jumping on. And if you're new to FanDuel, sign up with the promo code JSmith to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Make every moment more and download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Just use the promo code JSmith so they know I sent you. Again, that's J-S-M-I-T-H. It's only on FanDuel, the official partner of 929 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issue is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789. Brian Scalabrine is next.
I'm Michael Jenkins helping you beat the books with BetQL. Yesterday, I was looking at difference in runs scored in day games compared to night games in Major League Baseball, and the difference is negligible. But there are teams that are outliers. The biggest discrepancy belongs to the Chicago Cubs. They score 2.4 runs per game more during the day than they do at night. On the flip side, the A's have the biggest discrepancy in favor of night games, scoring 1.7 runs more per game under the lights. Keep that in mind when you're betting team totals.
You're the one everyone looks to for answers. Come rain or shine, the job must get done. And you're the one who makes it happen. We get you, Jackie in Fresno, putting your employee safety first. And Manny in Chattanooga, whose local Granger team knows him by name. We're here for you and all the ones who get it done. With 24/7 customer support and access to product specialists to help you find what you need. Call, clickgranger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
There are few rites of spring more satisfying than the annual deep clean, but many homeowners fail to include their air conditioning system in this ritual. There are a lot of low-priced tune-up offers out there, but your air conditioning system is a big investment, so be sure you're trusting its maintenance to professionals, like Landmark Heating and Air Conditioning. Since 1970, we've been providing quality service at reasonable prices. Call us to schedule your precision air conditioning tune-up today at 365-4260 or visit us at landmarkheatingandair.com.
If you're looking for luxury in your next vehicle, look no further than Infinity of Memphis, conveniently located on Germantown Road just north of I-40. With a robust selection to choose, test drive your new Infinity. Stocked with our newest models, you'll find the perfect vehicle waiting for you. The all-new 2022 QX60, bringing elegance and sophistication to purposeful SUV-oriented styling. And Infinity's anticipated return of the crossover coupe, the uniquely provocative all-new 2022 Infinity QX55. Over 150 combined years of experience in sales and service. Our state-of-the-art service and parts department boasts 30 bays and 22,000 square feet to service the vehicle of your choice with master technicians. So come see us today and test drive your new Infiniti. And if you don't find what you're looking for, we can pre-order the Infiniti of your dreams. Infiniti of Memphis, 3060 North Germantown Road, or shop online at infinityofmemphis.com.
Your window into affordable luxury is Pella Windows and Doors of Memphis.
At Pella, we offer quality replacement windows at any budget.
I can't believe the price of my new windows. They were so affordable.
If I knew I could afford windows and doors as gorgeous as these, I would have chosen Pella Windows and Doors of Memphis years ago.
Right now, save 25% on your entire project or get 50% off installation.
The highest quality, the greatest value.
Choose Pella Windows and Doors of Memphis, your window into affordable luxury.
Baseball is back, and Odyssey's stepping up to the plate.
Game analysis, reactions, and recaps, Odyssey's got them all.
Tips to help you make better bets.
We've got them with the BetQL Network.
Official MLB podcasts for every single team.
Got them. Plus daily coverage from Locked On MLB and a lot more.
Get everything you need for baseball season with the biggest in baseball broadcasting on the Odyssey app.
Listen at home, at work, or on the go.
It's time we demand more for mental health. Join the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and Odyssey's I'm Listening and demand hashtag more for mental health. Get involved. Save lives. Visit moreformentalhealth.org today.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets and risk-free tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM resort properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards is sports betting's premier loyalty program featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks. When you wager on the BetMGM app, sign up with BetMGM or log on to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager, Tennessee only. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Recent weather taking a toll on your roof? A-Team Roofing has you covered, literally, with their 24-hour tarp service to stop further damage.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Hey, is this line secure?
Franco cybersecurity firm secured a contract, and that's all we're allowed to say.
We have a green light on hiring.
He needs web security professionals with a military background.
Three teams of four, 24-hour rotations, but Protocol Zulu is on a need-to-know basis.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard, so you can stay organized and connected all the way to the hire. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Get help managing your money for the life and years ahead with Fidelity Income Planning. We'll look at what you've saved, what you'll need, and help you build a flexible plan for cash flow designed to last, so you can go from saving to living. Fidelity Brokerage Services, number NYSE SIPC.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-978-5309 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-978-5309. That's 800-978-5309. What do you have to lose? Call 800-978-5309. Again, 800-978-5309.
Jason and John Guest appear via the Landmark Heating and Air phone line, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Club got tore up last night, as did the Warriors, inside FedEx Forum. Brian Scalabrine is an Odyssey NBA insider. Insider cards presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Well. What's up, Scal?
What it do?
I mean, on one hand, I understand the gamesmanship. You know, Steph says, hey, well, the game plan is whoop that trick. But like, I think the rest of the league got an inexpensive lesson thanks to Steph.
Man, it's amazing how Whoop That Trick has been around forever. It has taken a whole new life for this whole thing. Like Draymond dancing on the sideline after getting down by 50. Steph Curry has his game plan. It is truly, truly amazing. And, you know, the Memphis Grizzlies are definitely capable of doing this. You saw throughout the regular season when they space you and they pace you and all of a sudden you're trying to play catch-up. They're one of those teams that can, like, stomp on your throat. They can also give a lead back. Like, what was the game we saw? Like, they were in Golden State. They came out knocking down threes, and eventually the Warriors came back and won by 30. But it's been a very interesting series and a very series when it comes to momentum, and it's hard to get that momentum back.
What are the Grizzlies doing? You know, if you think about Game 4, they led for, you know, 47 of the 48 minutes. What are the Grizzlies doing that is allowing them, you know, to make the Warriors not look like the Warriors?
So I thought Game 4 the Warriors played awful. Like, they just they were stagnant. They weren't moving the ball. They didn't play high IQ basketball. And so I think, like, 4 and 5 have completely different lives. Like,
right.
Like, Memphis was grimy in 4. And then, you know, the inexperience, some of the bad shots, like Dylan Brooks, Jaren Jackson Jr., like, those really caught up to them, which is all part of it, part of the learning process of, you know, getting to that championship level. You got to take your drubbings. You got to understand and value possessions. I'm sure it would be a lot easier for Taylor Jenkins to coach moving forward when you see how close these things can go and how a series can sway one way or another. But you know, I think last night was just an example of what the Memphis Grizzlies are capable of, and they kind of reminded people how we have the second-best record in the NBA because of the way that we play.
Yeah, I just thought, you know, the fact that they're up 55 at one point in that game, Scout, and you know that they're doing it all without Ja Morant. There's one part of me that feels like, you know, I know it might not happen, but eventually that even Golden State feels like that it's inevitable that this team is bigger, stronger, faster, more athletic than us, and at some time or another we're going to have to pass the torch again, whether that's this year or in the coming years. Just what does it say about the way Zach Kleiman, who got Executive of the Year, he's the youngest to ever win, and I think 33 years old. What does it say about the way he's built this team that you could dominate like that, right, without your superstar player?
Yeah, so and not just like last night, let's take the entire regular season.
Absolutely.
All the games that Ja missed. So the one thing I will say is I think the NBA is changing. I think we've talked about that a lot on this show, and you know, the delayed isolation superstar might not be as valuable as, you know, the guy who can defend and gets after it at a high level, guy who can get to the paint and no matter what, it's going to get those shoulders down and then make a good decision when you're there. I think instead of evaluating on what I'm using air quotes right now, tough shot making, why don't we evaluate on elite decision making? And that's like, it seems like, when Memphis is rolling and they're at their best, and by the way, like sometimes they're not doing that. Sometimes they're taking bad shots, and it's part of growth. But when they are rolling and hitting the paint and putting people in rotation and passing up a good shot for a great shot, that's why they won all those games. My only thing to Ja would be, like I love superstar players. They're difference makers, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I like how this group plays right now, fast and multiple attacking from multiple places on the floor.
Yep.
I've seen it before with Ja. Like I'd like to see more of that than, all right, hold on, I'm going to dribble the ball up the court. I'm going to take this shot right now. So a blend of both, I think it puts them in a really good position moving forward. Like you said, passing the torch, you know, getting that opportunity where you guys next year at this point are going into a season trying to win a championship. And Ja Morant is heading into this season trying to win the MVP.
Let's talk about the psychological aspect of this, right? Because, you know, you mentioned the passing the torch, and that is what the Grizzlies were hoping at the beginning of this series, to be receiving that. Things changed. Adams wasn't available at the beginning of the series. We're seeing the difference he's making. Now Ja's not available. But what about the psychology here? Because now the Grizzlies, they have to feel like, after the events of Game 4, where they led for 47 of the 48 minutes, after the events of last night, they have to believe that they can do this. Maybe the majority of America won't believe that. Maybe the majority of America will say, oh, well, you're going back to San Francisco. This is a championship team. Steph, Clay, et cetera. You're not getting this series back. But I don't think they believe that. What do the Grizzlies have the psychological advantage here? How much of that matters going into Game 6?
Let me ask you guys a question, right? Well, do you think, like, I've been around some high IQ players, and I've been around low IQ players. You know, like, high IQ players know they're high IQ, but low IQ players do not know they're low IQ. So my question was just, the psychological advantage is, like, I don't think anybody on the Memphis Grizzlies, do you think Dylan Brooks thinks, man, I take some terrible shots out there? Did Jaren Jackson Jr. say, man, I got to value possessions down the stretch a lot better? Now, I think that like, comes in time, but it's not like, I'm sure when they look back 3 years, you know, from now, they, man, look at the crazy stuff that we did when we were out there. Look at the crazy possession that we had. So I'm not sure that, the Memphis Grizzlies could be better than the Golden State Warriors if they valued possessions and by the way, what makes them good is sometimes playing wild and free and, you know, like that gunslinger mentality. Like Dylan Brooks, what makes Dylan Brooks good is part of the reason is like he's a little delusional, which all NBA players, people in sports are delusional. So if they could figure out how to value possessions over the course of overnight, then yeah, they have a psychological advantage. But the playoffs are different. You got to value that ball. You got to value that shot. You got to know it. And you got to be able to hold each other accountable when guys take bad shots. And that's their next challenge moving forward.
Well, the Warriors throw that damn thing all over the court,
man,
too.
I was about to say, Scott, I think it's why they're not going to win.
You know what? They got that DNA. They've already proven it. They have that, all right, guys, let's lock in. So you can't compare the two. Like when Memphis is winning championships and Memphis is going to the finals and then they go play that up-and-coming team, and Memphis, let's just say they're still high turnover, they all know how to, like, all right, man, it's time to lock in, it's time to settle down, it's time to get this thing right. So, yeah, like, it's a different animal when they're throwing the ball. And three-point shooting makes up for a lot. You know, if Ja Morant and Dylan Brooks and Desmond Bain were shooting like Steph Clay and Jordan Poole, you make up for a lot with shot making. That covers a lot when a lot of mistakes when you make shots.
I don't think they're going to be able to average 19 turnovers, though, against Phoenix if it does come to that. But this one's certainly not done.
You're 100% right. You're 100% right by that.
Let me ask you about the series you're watching. And I got to feel like, Scal, the Celtics feel like they let the Bucks steal one last night. It felt a lot like the fourth quarter of game four, right, where you steal one from them in terms of outscoring them, just flipping the game. I don't know. Did it feel like that last night? And, man, those were some big plays by Drew Holiday.
Oh, man. Drew, I know Giannis was massive, but he was the MVP of the game. He set the tone early.
Yep.
The big defensive plays, the shot. Did you guys see that play where he drove Tatum, went to the basket, Tatum went flying,
yes,
just,
man,
like, laid it up?
Yep.
He is posting up our big. he was the man yesterday. If I'm a little bit on one right now, it's because I'm really disappointed. Because when you lose that game the way that the Celtics did, now you got to, like, when you beat the Bucks, you got to beat them four times. It's almost like you got to beat them five times now, you know, because you should have won that game at home,
yep,
and took care of business. So, yeah, this series is so unpredictable. I have no idea what's going to happen in game six. I have no idea as the game is unfolding. I'm thinking to myself, 14-point lead. The moment I thought we were going to win this game, there were two moments. It was when Jaylen Brown, when Tatum and Horford go to their normal sub, and Jaylen Brown leveled up and carried the team.
Yes, he did.
That one B player carrying the team all the way into his, what you call his normal sub, and bringing Tatum and Horford back. Those guys are supposed to take this thing to another level. Yep. They did not do that. And then when Al Horford got that dunk on the tip end, I'm thinking this thing is over. But, man, Giannis is a gamer. And that Giannis is the one I'm most afraid of. The Giannis that goes pedal to the metal, I get it. Like, that's the one that people like, and then that's the one that makes Instagram and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The Giannis that's, like, cool, calm, collected, let the game come to him, like, picks his spots, allows those other players to kind of set him up. That dude is unstoppable, man.
Yes.
So I was as soon as I saw him going into those dribble handoffs early, I'm like, man, it's going to be a long night for us. But I still thought we were going to win. So Yeah, man. If you're asking me what I think is going to happen in Game 6, I have zero idea with this series. This thing is the absolute roller coaster, game to game, quarter to quarter.
Yeah, really is. Both of these teams are schizophrenic as hell. And I watch Boston. I'm like, I want y'all to be so much better than y'all are game to game. You know,
yeah.
Same thing with the Bucks.
Like, mm-hmm. if you look at the Bucks run last year, that was schizophrenic as well too. Like, it is. This series is. How do you explain this one? The Celtics in Game 4 shot 32% from the field, and in the fourth quarter shot 86%. What is that?
Exactly. Like, what changed? Yeah.
Schizophrenia.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We're talking to Brian Scalabrine. He joins us here on the show. All right, two games tonight, potential closeout games. Heat 76ers. You know, look, you felt a certain type of way in the series before Joel Embiid comes back. He gets back in the lineup, evens it up. Then they get blown out in Miami in Game 5. How does this one go down tonight? Can Miami close it out, or does Philly stay alive?
Everything I know about basketball, like, I thought that Miami's going to win 4. They smacked them in 5. Everything I know about basketball points to Miami's just better. They're better so many different ways. They do things better. So I get it. Like, Embiid's the best player on the floor, but Miami is just a better basketball team. Their pacing, their spacing, their defense, their rotations, you know, their toughness. These guys are in shape. But, you know, is James Harden going to go for 30? I doubt it. So if that doesn't happen, I got Miami winning tonight. On the other side, I know this is crazy. Dallas shoots so much better at home. If Dallas can make shots, they're going to win. I like that little interaction between Luka and Devin Booker at the end. The NBA is back, baby. It's like guys yes. hate each other again. I'm cool with them hugging it out after series and stuff like that, but I liked it. I love what the NBA did, the rivalry, the defense, the physicality. It is back. It's the best NBA playoffs we've had in a long time, and I like that Luka gave Devin Booker the stanky face, and I got Mavericks winning tonight. I do have Phoenix eventually winning the series in Game 7, but I think the Mavs are going to make this thing really interesting.
Now, you can't fade Dallas when they're at home. They're unbeatable.
They're unbeatable
in Dallas when Luka's in the – the folks shoot 85% from 3 for no reason when they're in Dallas.
Like, it's weird, right?
It is. And it's like dudes. It's like Dorian Finney-Smith and Reggie Bullock and Maxi Kleber and this dude Bertans who comes out and plays 12 minutes but has 15. It's like, what the hell? Where do they find these dudes at?
It's so true. And then that just get like Luka trusts his teammates more. They're like a shell of themselves on the road. But,
yep.
man, when they get at home, get the rolling, they're like a completely different team. So you're exactly right. I am not fading the Dallas Mavericks. I'm not fading the Dallas Mavericks at home. No way.
I'm with you completely on who knows who comes out of Boston, Milwaukee. But in terms of the winner, how would you match it up against Miami? Like, is one going to be a tougher matchup for Miami than the other one? Is it going to matter at all? Sort of how would you handicap that next series, that Eastern Conference Finals?
You clearly don't have any schizophrenic friends. You're trying to figure them out. I'm trying to figure them out, too. I cover the Celtics all year long, man. I'm like, I have no idea. Let me see how much schizophrenia carries up. Maybe it's just two teams in one series, and, you know, like crazy around crazy makes more crazy.
Yep.
Maybe, like, Miami's culture and discipline will bring the best out of these two teams. But I do think that the Celtics and the Bucks are better, but – man, I mean, the roller coaster ride that I am on right now. So let me watch if it's one on Sunday or if it's one on Tuesday. I'll talk to you guys about Thursday. But man, I can't even call this one. Man, I can't even call this one quarter to quarter, game to game. So we'll go from there. Maybe, you know what, I'll tweet out who I think is going to win, so you guys can take it from there before the series starts.
Like it. Hey, Scott, appreciate the time as always, man.
Thank you.
All right, guys, I'll talk to you.
Yep. He is Brian Scalabrine, Odyssey NBA insider. I did find this nugget, though, on Dallas and Phoenix. When a team is favored on the road in Game 6 in a closeout situation, the higher seed is 15-0 against the spread since 2015, 21-3 against the spread since 2010. So those numbers clearly point to Phoenix. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, dude, the truth is, like, the Mavericks just don't miss at home. I don't know what it is, you know? And when they
role players play better at home. Every guy you just named off.
Coming off a loss.
Finney Smith, all those guys.
They're the best team in the NBA coming off a loss against the spread, Dallas is. So, I don't know. Like, that's a tough one. I agree with him on Miami, I think it's going to be tough to do it in Philly because the same thing applies there, right? You're going to get big games from Tobias Harris, Tyrese Maxey, although they are defending him pretty well. Danny Green's probably going to make some threes, make some shots. But I just think the Heat, they're a better team, and I think they want to get this series over with.
I just want to get this on the record because Barkley said it too, and I heard Scal, you know, saying it a little bit. Like, Golden State's been the more reckless team with the ball in the 100% series, in terms of being willing to throw it away. And he's right that Golden State can't afford to do that because they're a championship outfit that knows how to win and overcome things like that. But, you know, that's not going to – it's not going to get it. It's not going to last against Phoenix. Like, you're not going to be able to do that. I've just been – you almost want them going to the basket.
Yes.
We talked about this last year in that play-in game. You want Steph on his way to the bucket rather than out there, you know, running around, shooting threes, getting to his spots, because it's there where that lack of ball handling, he's not Kyrie. It's where it comes out, and you can expose him. He can make bad decisions jumping up in the air before he's decided where he's going to go with the ball. So I just think I've been surprised at how reckless they've been, and then how quick the national media has been to say the young Grizz are the one that's doing it, because that's just the narrative. You say that about young teams, right, that still got a lot to learn. They just turn it over. They don't value possessions. Hell, the Warriors have been the one that haven't valued them.
Absolutely.
You know, as opposed to the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies typically have handled the ball very well this series.
Yes, they have.
Made good decisions.
To your point, everybody keeps talking about Warriors, DNA, all this kind of stuff. They only got three guys from those, those squads.
Right.
Only three guys from those squads are still playing for them.
Yep.
It's a different
team.
That
DNA ain't nearly as strong, and it has aged.
Yes.
Yeah, and at what point, you know, do we have to acknowledge that if not for one outburst in game three, like the Warriors have looked like crap?
Well, it's the Minnesota series flipped over. They felt like they outplayed you, right? Yeah. They felt like but you found ways to win. They've done that in this series. You got to tip your cap to Golden State, but it's different from that series. You can tell the Grizzlies are the better team.
Finding
the
way
that you could play them as tight as you did at their place without John Morant, then go out and just club them yesterday again without him, shows you are the better team. They're just holding on with that, what Connor pointed to, that championship DNA. They still, three of those guys got it. They're hanging on by a thread.
No doubt. And
I'm telling you.
And they look like it.
And that's why they sound like it, John. That's why they sound so threatened on some of that stuff. That's why that Golden State fan that called in yesterday, first caller we had, felt so threatened. Let me put y'all in y'all's place. Because they see it. It's inevitable, dude. Grizzlies are coming again, whether it's now or next year, year after.
This is not your 2017 Warriors. Kevin Durant has not walked through that door. And look, here's the other thing we're talking about. I identified this yesterday. What did Poole have?
Three, that's what I'm telling you. Yeah. They punked him out early when it was Bain pushing him in, I believe, to a Brandon Clark screen.
Yes.
And Poole goes down holding his arm and everything, looking around. And he's done for the rest of the game. That's how you can play them, though. They were doing that to y'all.
Poole is the key.
Draymond tried to punk Brandon game one.
If you take Poole out of the equation, which the Grizzlies have done more often than not.
You made that point yesterday.
They can lose.
But,
they can
be beat. They got whitewashed yesterday, though, without it.
Yeah.
Like, it shows you. This is like
they don't have depth. They just don't. They're playing Damian Lee 24 minutes a game. Now they lost Otto Porter. We didn't talk about that. Otto Porter's a big loss for them.
I mentioned it. He's been the key to them controlling the boards for four of the five games in this series.
He's made some big time shots.
Him and Wiggins.
You know, I mean, some timely threes.
Yes, he has.
You know, he's a bigger guy, so they're gonna miss that. They're gonna have to play Bielitsa now, who's gonna be a defensive liability for them.
You wrestle with your dad when you're growing up, and he's got that dad strength on you, right? So he's always got you. But then there comes a point, right, where dad puts that bear hug on you, and you push back, and all of a sudden, dad, like, damn, let me push harder here and get back to my dad strength, right? Yeah. And show him. But little guy ain't going anymore because little guy's now got your strength plus 10. He's young. He's got young legs, and it's like dad's got to work harder. Right, to do what he's doing. That's what it feels like. In this case, if you don't like the dad analogy for Golden State, you want to make them big brother, whatever it is. At some point, that younger brother, that son, gets stronger, right? And pretty soon it's like, damn, he's past me. He's too strong for me at this point.
That is
what this series feels like.
I used to play football with my little brother, right? We'd get a football and we'd play football in the front yard, and I would just when I was 12, 13, 14, I would just truck his ass.
You'd play with him almost.
I would truck his ass. I would put him on his ass every time.
You'd run circles around him.
And I enjoyed it. And I'd stiff arm him.
Yeah.
And it was like.
You'd dirt dog him because you had that big brother strength.
But there was a moment, maybe when he was like 12, 13, 14, and I was 19, 20, I was like, wait a minute. Like, I can't do those things anymore,
man,
to him.
Same thing happened to me. Used to whoop Jeff all the time, my younger brother.
It was a fun thing.
Brother, I didn't realize he'd been storing all them whoopings up.
Oh, yeah.
Man, we get into our late teens, we might have been early 20s. Man, that man, we got into one little brouhaha. We're just talking at first, and I'm thinking, you know what? I'll end it with this verbal. Man, he had been saving. Man, hit me so hard in the face, opened me up, and I said, brother, I'd basically
you didn't hit him back.
He'd basically been saying, I tried to before they broke us up, but the fact was,
you mean you tried to?
The fact was, I deserved it because what I found, younger brother in my case, he's 18 months younger. He became the stronger brother.
Yeah,
like that. That's what. And eventually, I had to realize that all them whoopings I get, they'd only stored him and made him stronger.
Jeff stung your
man,
ass.
Man, stung me, opened me up in the forehead right there. Had to get
like Giannis.
Like had to put the butterfly thing back on that thing. Yes, he'd been storing it up. We were grown ass men. So, man, pop me.
And you didn't
right
even, hit him, you even
no,
hit him back.
I tried to get him back, man. They broke it up, bro.
That's what they all say.
But by that time, again, I needed to lose that fight because I'd won all of them. But that's the point. Again, whether it's the Grizzlies now doing this to Golden State this year, because I truly think they could win game six.
They could.
Or more likely in the coming years. It's happening, brother. It's inevitable. What's my word, John? Imminent.
Yeah, it feels
it's
like
imminent.
It absolutely does.
Doing this without Ja Morant. It's crazy how good this young team is.
So, what a night last night. We're going to take your calls a little bit later in the show. Big news for Memphis football. We haven't even had a chance to talk about that.
It's huge news.
Rob Fisher's going to join us at 1:05. Stick around. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
Rockies East Memphis wants you to come celebrate with them at 4694 Spotswood Avenue. Great food, great music, games, and more. Come on by with your friends and family for some entertainment and fun at a very reasonable price. Call 901-310-4436 for hours regarding happy hour and daily specials, too. Rockies East Memphis, where fun meets family and friends during the week and weekends, too. 4694 Spotswood Avenue. Call 901-310-4436.
It's playoff time in Memphis. That's a whole new season in this city, and it's time to celebrate the season with a trip to Oak Hall. You want to look your best as the Grizzlies play their best, whether you're watching from the lower bowl or a local bar. Plus, there are spring weddings to look forward to and vacations. Get a new sport coat or some swimwear. Whatever you're celebrating, there's no better time to go see your friends at Oak Hall. Go see them in the Regalia Shopping Center today.
Face the world with a glowing facial from Massage Envy Spa. The place for fabulous massages is now the place for facials. With highly trained staff to customize a facial just for you. Licensed estheticians and certified skincare professionals that can develop a skincare plan for you. In Collierville at Carriage Crossing, at Poplar and Exeter, in Midtown on Union Avenue, and on Germantown Parkway. Or call 901-290-2234 for your appointment today. See a fresh new you at Massage Envy Spa.
Grilling never smelled so good. Introducing new Kingsford Signature Flavors. Made with 100% real spices, Kingsford Signature Flavors flavor boosters can be added to any pre-lit charcoal or bought pre-mixed with Kingsford Charcoal Briquettes to add a whole new rich, full-bodied flavor and aroma to your cookout. For flavor you can see, smell, and taste, new Kingsford Signature Flavors. Kingsford.com.
Kelly Blue Book is the one-stop shop for pricing, fixing, selling, and instant cash offering. Instant Cash Offer is exactly what it sounds like. An official offer to buy or trade your car.
Woo-hoo!
Just enter your VIN or license plate. Answer a few questions about your car's history and what kind of condition it's in. In minutes, you'll receive an offer to sell or trade your car that you can be sure is fair. Then choose a dealer to purchase your car and schedule a time to meet. For all of the it's, KBB.com.
One of the things that's fun about betting on FanDuel is you can always find new player props or game props. Right now, over at FanDuel Sportsbook, you can combine prop bets from multiple games and now even multiple sports. The same game parlay plus, you can find them only on FanDuel. Combine NBA player props you love with your favorite baseball home run hitters for a chance for an even bigger payout. And by the way, if you don't want to build your own same game parlay, you can check out popular same game parlay sections where you can join bets that others have made. Plus, if
you're new to FanDuel, right now, sign up your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. It's the same game Parlay Plus. You can find them only on FanDuel. That's right. You got to download the app and use promo code Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S. Must be 21 or older and present Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions do apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Whether you have college experience or just a high school diploma and 2 years of work experience, apply today to become a Memphis police officer. To become the best in blue, you'll train at our nationally recognized academy, and you'll receive a $15,000 sign-on bonus and up to $10,000 relocation assistance. A new era in public safety starts with you. For more details and to apply, visit joinmpd.com.
Parents, do you want your child's shoes to fit perfectly? Then you need to get your kids Skechers Stretch Fit shoes. Because Skechers Stretch Fit shoes are so comfortable and so stretchy, they easily slip on and fit almost like a sock. Your child is constantly moving and constantly growing, so they need a shoe that moves with them. And Skechers Stretch Fit's soft, stretchable material contours to their busy feet. It's a perfect fit. And not only do they fit like a dream, they perform like one too. Skechers Stretch Fit keeps your child's feet comfortable all day long. With Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam and a breathable stretch fit knit, your child will be cool and comfy whether playing, studying, or just hanging out. Plus, you'll love just how durable they are. Stretch Fit is designed to take everything your child can throw at them, and if they get dirty, just pop them in the washing machine. It's that easy. Give your kids perfect comfort that adjusts to them with Skechers Stretch Fit shoes.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.